in December, I actually did the Bach D minor concerto, and that was kind of interesting because I think that was the first time where I had to really crunch to get a piece done, and I actually got it done in about 2.5 weeks, and it was like about 40 pages of music, and I said, okay, well, I have to use November to do that, so that was kind of my month off, and that, I just worked like crazy, and then we just went down there. We only had one rehearsal, and then it was just, we performed, so... that was outstanding, and I was really happy about that because I kind of just showed myself that I can really do a lot if I just push myself. Then after that, you know, kind of getting this recital program back in my hands and stuff. But that was kind of that was an awesome event in itself. So, not to mention the fact we got a little bit of sun out of during this very overcast winter here. So it was a good time.
And this Saturday's concert at Smith Hall at the University of Illinois, are we going to have the American Visions program?
Yes. And so what I did pretty much, what I toured with is pretty much the some of the selections from the American Visions, not all of the selections from it, because you really can't make a full program out of that. But mm-hmm. on the second half of the program after the intermission, I put selections from the CD. And then on the first half of the program is kind of more the classics like Bach, Chopin, and Liszt. So it's kind of, so it gives you a variety. It gives you a lot of contrast.
What are your thoughts on the room, Smith Hall? What's it like as a performance venue?
I'll tell you, I like Smith Hall. I like it. I think it's a beautiful hall. They just renovated it a couple years ago. And the acoustics are fantastic. You have to kind of lay off the pedal on the because you can't hear what's going on with the piano if you actually have the pedal down. And the ambience is really, it's very resonant. Mm-hmm. So you have to kind of, you can hold back some of the tempos and stuff like that, so you don't have to play extraordinarily fast. So that kind of gives you a chance to sit back and just really kind of enjoy it and really project. So it's a really good hall. And I played it. Also, the Cranard Hall, the Great Hall. So, and they're I guess they're different in different ways. Mm-hmm. Resonance, I think, is a little bit stronger at Smith.
But. Yeah. Every room is just a little bit different. It is. You really won't find any two that are identical. So that's coming up this Saturday at 7:00 at Smith Hall, and then you've got another concert coming up on Valentine's Day.
Absolutely.
And you've got some. Really a nice group of performers, it looks like, on this show.
No, this is going to be fantastic. And I'll tell you, Brian, we've actually wanted to do this. I've been always bucking my wife. I'm like, oh, I got to do a Valentine's Day recital. We got to do one. And I didn't really have time to really put together like a full hour and 20 minutes of like romantic music, which I initially intended to do. And I thought, you know what, let's get a bunch of friends together that are really talented and let's do this on Valentine's Day. And we can put together a romantic repertoire. There's Cornelius Johnson, actually a good friend of mine. He actually just got back from playing at the Sydney Opera House. Mm. He was in the cast of Porgy and Bess. You got Chip Stevens there, who's also a faculty member of the jazz piano division, actually. Mm-hmm. So you're getting classical and you're getting some of the jazz music in this program. So it should be just a fantastic program. I'm really looking forward to this. So
yeah, it looks like a good mix of composers as well. You've got, obviously, I don't think you can have a piano recital without a little bit of Chopin in there.
No, yeah, we did put some Chopin in there. We had to kind of work on it. It was funny because I was talking to my friend Jeff Fang, and he initially, and he'll have to forgive me for mentioning him, he actually started putting some Scriabin etudes. And Scriabin etudes are very, very, very dramatic, and they're in very minor keys. And I said, Jeff Fang, we can't put the Scriabin in there, man. We can't do that. We have to put something that's a little bit lighter. So the program is a mixture of some Broadway tunes, but in virtuosic style. So like Embraceable You will be on there. I'll play that. But the Earl Weill transcription of it, which is gorgeous. I think Chip Stevens, the whole title is A Time for Love. He is actually going to accompany his wife on A Time for Love on the jazz tune. Actually, that was the particular piece I played after my wife and I got married. Yeah. So I was like, hey, that would be a great thing to call this production. But yeah, I'm really excited about this one, too.